Carter, the Red Sox with a 4-0 win yesterday, a game in which they out-hit the Fred Nats 12-5. It propels the Red Sox to 3-1 to start the second half of play here in 2024. And, hey, the Sox are hot. They've won 7 of their last 10 and now make it 12 of their last 17 ball games.
The Sox are indeed hot. Yes, that was a great win last night for the Salem Red Sox. 4-0 over the Fredericksburg Nationals, and really across the board, Nizan Zanatello, a 3-for-3 day. Also had a double to the equation as well with the walk as well. So his average is up to 212 on the season. You look at guys like Nelly Taylor Jr., 2-for-4 on the day. Marvin Alcantara was 2-for-3. And then on the flip side of things, on the bump, Luis Cohen was dominant. 5 innings of scoreless ball, 3 hits, 5 strikeouts, and a walk. And then Michael Sansón picked up his third save of the season, got the job done with 4 scoreless in relief. So you look at the bats with the 12 hits and what they did across the board. And on top of that, on the bump as well, that Cohen-Sansón combination just continues to deal for the Salem Red Sox. And overall, what a Tuesday night of baseball here in Salem.
Carter, not only are the Sox winning, they're barely losing when they do lose, right? This is a team that, despite an 11-7 defeat at the hands of the Downeast Wood Ducks, that was 3 home series ago now at this point here in Salem. This team has not lost a ball game by 2 or more runs at this point. I mean, even when they lose, these games are close. And you take a look so far in the second half of the season, 4 games deep, the Red Sox have a +10 run differential in the last 4 games.
Yeah, it's been nice for the Salem Red Sox, no doubt about that. You start the second half of play with, you know, finishing off that series victory over the Augusta Green Jackets. You take 4-6 here at home last week. You've now won 3 straight series, and a great start against the Fred Nats, a team that, quite frankly, will probably be battling for a good chunk of the second half. Both sides are 37-33. The Red Sox coming at 3-1 in the second half of play, as you alluded to, and Fredericksburg starts out at 2-2. So to get the early leg up and that, to kind of continue the momentum that the Red Sox had kind of built on over the last couple of weeks with that victory last night was so, so crucial. So, yeah. We talk about it every single night. It just kind of feels like everything's clicking at the right time for the Salem Red Sox. And, you know, you start the second half of play winning that Friday and Saturday game over Augusta. Tough loss Sunday, but no harm, no foul. You come back on Tuesday and you get the job done against the Freddies. So now, hey, all of a sudden, you get a victory tonight. You're taking the first two and all of a sudden, 4-1 to start the second half of play. You've really built up some good momentum here to start the second half.
I think a talking point tonight, Carter, can be the fact that, get this, the Red Sox currently sit at 3rd in the league in the long ball. They've hit 41 home runs on this season. Remember, last year, granted, some of these players are the same and they were here for the tail end of last year. Many of them were not. Last season, they set a franchise low for home runs hit in a single season. This year, it's been quite the opposite. They're hitting the long ball. They're hitting it at home. They're hitting it on the road. They're 3rd in the league in home runs, and that's just something impressive that's helped propel them.
Yeah, and even like last night, we just alluded to offensively what the Red Sox did. Marvin Alcantara, who typically doesn't hit the ball out of the ballpark, well, he laces one over the left field wall. It's his second homer of the season. Zanatello had a big one the other day. We mentioned what Alcantara did yesterday. Brooks Brandon is always a threat to hit it out of the ballpark. Albert Feliz is always a threat to hit it out of the ballpark. Nelly Taylor Jr. hit his 3rd homer over the weekend. So in a ballpark where you typically don't see a whole lot of home runs, and we really didn't within the first month. I mean, we only saw 2 homers hit by the Salem Red Sox here in Salem until the first week of May. Well, the Red Sox overall have been tearing the cover off the ball as of late. When you have guys like that that can hit the ball out of the yard and are doing it at a regular pace, you always got a chance to win. And I didn't even mention Fraley Encarnacion, who currently leads this team in average amongst qualifying hitters and also certainly has the ability to lead the yard with 4 on the season. So this lineup as a whole for Salem, really 1 through 10, 11, if you will, with the guys that typically find themselves in there, most of those guys have the ability to lead the ballpark. And obviously, if you're able to do that, you're going to have a good chance to win every single night.
Let's spend the next couple of minutes catching you up on the opponent, the Fredericksburg Nationals. They finished 4th, 1 spot above Salem in the Carolina League North, the first half of the 2024 campaign. 35-31, they finished 6.5 games back of the Carolina Mudcats, who won the league. But this was a team that throughout much of the season was very much so in the mix. They finished 15-15 at home, so that's kind of where it stung them, much like the Red Sox, whereas they were 20-16 on the road. They were also 5-5 in their last 10 ball games. But you looked at things about 3 weeks left in the first half, and Fredericksburg was leading in the Carolina League North. They kind of faltered. Well, Carolina got hot once again. Lynchburg had their run, and that's how it all shook out. But plus 17 run differential in the first half in comparison to Salem's negative one, and a plus 19 run differential all year when you go ahead and look at what they did in the first three ball games of the second half before playing against Salem. The Red Sox, they now sit at minus five at this point on the whole season in total, but again, plus 10 in the last four ball games. So the Fred Nats 2-1 so far in the second half, now 2-2 after a loss last night. They started 2-0, and then they've lost their last two ball games. And they've had three games canceled due to weather, one in each month. So much like the Red Sox, they've kind of been blessed with great Virginia weather so far this year, Carter.
Yeah, and we kind of had the rain that kind of hit the ballpark here around 4:30, to your point. The tarp was on the field until about maybe 5:15 or so. I mean, it was coming down pretty hard for a good chunk of time, but it's always those summertime storms that get you. It's that time of year where it's a 40% chance of thunderstorms every single night. But hey, it cleared up by around 5:15, and tarp came off the field by about 5:30, and the grounds crew has done a phenomenal job making sure we're all set and ready to go for some Wednesday night baseball. So it looks like, though humid, it's going to be a very pretty night for baseball here in Salem. Kind of one of those partly cloudy evenings. And again, to your point, the Sox have been very, very lucky weather-wise, and hopefully that at least continues through the rest of the week.
All right, we're about 15 minutes away from first pitch here in Salem between the Fred Nats and your Salem Red Sox. Sox looking to make it 2-0 to start the six-game set against Fredericksburg here in Salem this week. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long right here on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of minor league baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Our pregame coverage rolls on high above Carilion Clinic Field here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We get you set and ready for game number two of a six-game series between the Salem Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals. He's Carter Hill. I'm Giovanni Heater. Well, with today's Carilion Clinic injury report, happy to report, we got nothing to report. Red Sox are healthy as of late. No word on Yoelin Cespedes. Was scratched from the lineup last night. Is not in the lineup tonight. A little bit of a spoiler alert for the incoming lineup if you didn't see it on social medias. But again, we have not been told anything. He is here in Salem. He is with the team. Well, with tonight's starting lineups, first with the visiting Fred Nats. Take it away.
Well, here is the starting nine for the Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. They come in at 37-33 overall, and 2-2 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. Leading off is the first baseman, Murphy Staley. Got the start at third yesterday, plays first today, currently on a rehab assignment from High A Wilmington. In the 2-0, it's the second baseman, Everett Cooper III. So a brand new second baseman today as Cooper makes his series debut in the 2-0 for the Fred Nats. The third baseman, Sammy Infante, will bat third. So how about this? 1-2-3, you go. First baseman, second baseman, third baseman, and Staley, Cooper, and Infante. In the cleanup spot, tonight's designated hitter, Royce Marquintana, got the start in left yesterday. He was 1-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. Marcus Brown, after coming into the game in the 6th inning as a defensive replacement yesterday, gets the start at short. He's in the 5-hole for the Fred Nats. And Christian Vaccaro plays center. He's in the 6-hole, the 9th best prospect in the Nationals organization. So 4-5-6, it goes Quintana, Brown, and Vaccaro. In the 7-0 by the dish, Jose Colmenares, the starting catcher, and John McHenry makes his series debut in the 8-hole and playing left. Rounding out the starting nine, and in the 9-hole, the right fielder, Nick Peoples, he also makes his series debut. So 7-8-9, Vaccaro, or check that, Colmenares, McHenry, and Peoples. 1-9, Staley, Cooper, Infante, Quintana, Brown, Vaccaro, Colmenares, McHenry, and Peoples. Travis Sikora is on the bump for the Fredericksburg Nationals here this evening, and he's somebody who, quite frankly, there's a lot of eyes on this young man. 11th best prospect in the Nationals organization, somebody who was a third-round pick a season ago in the 2023 MLB draft, and so far he's been good this year. 0-3 record, but a 3.26 ERA. This will be start number 9 on the season, 30 1/3 innings pitched, 40 strikeouts to 11 walks. So Sikora gets the start today for the Fred Nats, with Harlan Susana also getting the start tomorrow. So back-to-back days, you got the 11th best prospect and the 10th best prospect getting the start on the bump for the Fred Nats. That was the starting nine for the Fredericksburg Nationals here this evening.
Appreciate it, Carter. Now we take it to the Salem Red Sox, penciled in by second-year manager out of course, Great Britain, our own Liam Carroll. Top of the order, the designated hitter tonight, Nazan Zanatello. He's followed up by the shortstop, Antonio Anderson. So you go 8th best prospect to 18th best prospect. Nellie Taylor Jr. plays out in left field tonight, and he bats third. Fraley Encarnacion plays in the hot corner at third base and bats cleanup. Nellie Taylor Jr. is in center field. Nathaniel Uten is out in left field. He bats fifth. Andy Lugo is out in right field. He bats sixth. Framie De Leon back in the lineup this evening. He's in the middle infield on the right side. He plays at second base and bats seventh. Albert Feliz at first this evening. He bats eighth. And Daniel McKelvey, your battery behind the dish. He's catching in the 9-hole. One more time through the Red Sox 9. Zanatello, Anderson, Taylor Jr., Encarnacion, Uten, Lugo, De Leon, Feliz, McKelvey. Starting pitcher on the hill tonight, it's a JoJo Day in Salem. JoJo Ingracia owns a 2.21 earned run average. Carter, he has 8, 6, and 7 strikeouts respectively in his last 3 ball games, allowing just 7 total hits amassed over those 3 contests. He has 66 strikeouts on this season. Plain and simple, he's been lights out for the Sox.
And one of the highest whiff rates in the Red Sox organization. And for JoJo Ingracia, somebody who has continued to just shine down here in Salem and really take single A by storm. I don't think a lot of people had expectations for JoJo Ingracia coming into the season. Of course, everybody knew he had good stuff, but, you know, a 14th round draft pick from a season ago didn't really get a lot of the attention until after a fantastic month of April. But yeah, so far this year, you mentioned it, a 3-1 record, 2.21 ERA, started out of the bullpen, and now is kind of progressing into a starting role. This is appearance number 16, start number 7, and we've talked about it. Obviously, we know nothing, but how much longer do you think we're going to see JoJo Ingracia? Because, quite frankly, we mentioned it, has been surprising so many people to the point where, with that 2.21 ERA, you would think pretty soon should a spot open he may be one of the next to go up to Greenville. Maybe him or Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. So anytime JoJo gets the start, it's a little bit of a holiday up here in the press box and here in the broadcast booth. We always enjoy watching JoJo and Gracia go to work. So excited to see what he does here this evening. Obviously, the 66 strikeouts and 40 and two-thirds innings pitched certainly stands out. So to see JoJo and Gracia go to work is always fun. Hey, if he's on, it could be a rough night for the Fredericksburg Nationals.
Well, before we take our final break upon first pitch, let's go ahead and take a look at the Carolina League standings. First in the South Division, 2-2 across the board in the top four. Augusta, 2-2 record here in the second half. Columbia, 2-2. Fayetteville, 2-2. The Kannapolis Cannonballers, who won the South Division in the first half, they sit at 2-2. Charleston is 1-3, and Myrtle Beach is 1-3. On the other side, in the Carolina League North, Carolina Mudcats at the top, tied with the Salem Red Sox. They're both 3-1, and they're tied for first in the Carolina League North, four games in. How about that? That's a dub, Carter. We'll take that.
Absolutely. It is early. It is early. But at the same time, you take that anytime you can get it. And after, I don't know if you remember, Mr. Peter, I'm sure you do, Red Sox started 0-3 to start the first half of play.
They started
5-9 as a whole. So to get off to this type of start certainly is very encouraging. And again, you feel like you just have all sorts of momentum going forward. So quite an opportunity the rest of the week. You got five straight games coming up against the Fred Nats. And then you go on the road, sandwiched in between the All-Star break for about 2.5 weeks. So you'd like to leave home happy with a series victory and a nice start last night.
Delmarva 2-2, Downey's 2-2, Fredericksburg 2-2, and Lynchburg 2-2 in the Carolina League North. We're just about 5 minutes away from first pitch here in Salem. Go get your beverage and your snack ready and buckle up for game number 2 out of 6 between Fredericksburg and Salem in town this week. We'll step aside. Back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
Ready to go on a JoJo day here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Game 2 out of 6 between the Fred Nats and your Salem Red Sox. Salem holds a 1-0 lead into the series. We're looking to make it 2-0 here tonight. Ready to take you and take the mic on the play-by-play, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni Heater. Appreciate you there. As Gio alluded to, game 2 of 6 in this 6-game set between the Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals, and your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox coming at 37-33 overall. 3-1 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. Victors last night, 4-0 over the Fred Nats, who coming at 37-33 as well, and 2-2 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. It is indeed a JoJo day on a hot, humid, overcast night here in Salem, Virginia. JoJo Ingracia toes the rubber, the lefty out of El Cajon, California, and a 14th round pick out of Cal State Fullerton a season ago. Comes in with a 3-1 record, a 2.21 ERA. This is appearance number 16, start number 7 for a guy who started the year in the bullpen and now gets an opportunity in the rotation. Well, quite frankly, he has excelled. 42/3 innings pitched, and this is the overarching number. 66 strikeouts to just 15 walks. JoJo Ingracia once again on the hill for the Salem Red Sox. Top of the lineup for the Fred Nats to lead us off. Murphy Staley, Everett Cooper III, and Sammy Infante. And Staley digs in from the right side. JoJo is ready. Staley is ready. And on a Wednesday night in Salem, let's do it. As he winds and fires and he swings and tips it foul, the count starts at 0-1.
How about this exquisite uniform matchup today?
Oh my gosh. The Red Sox in their home reds, emulating the Boston Red Sox look. Oh, why? And he kicks and deals. Breaking ball in there for a strike of the knees. And it moves the count to 0-2. The Fred Nats are wearing their navy blue unis with the George Washington logo. In the top left corner, 0-2. Wave and a miss. He got him strike 3. Didn't take long. There's JoJo's first K, and there's one down.
Well, you know, he can do that. 66, now make it 67 on the year. 8 strikeouts last outing, 6 the outing before that, 7 the one before that. You tally that with just 7 combined hits amassed over the 3 games. He's been lights out.
Brings up Everett Cooper III from the left side. First pitch, a high and tight fastball, and the count starts at 1-0. You got the navy blue unis with the George Washington logo. 1-0 from the belt. Breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. Evens up the count at 1-1. Maybe the best unis we've seen this season here in Salem. And it's chosen by the starting pitcher for the Fred Nats. 1-1. He swings, grounds it right side. Daly on 2, hops, throws to first, and there's out number 2. 2 up, 2 down. And here's Sammy Infante.
A little broken bat, weak contact to the right side. No problem for the Sox. 2 gone.
A defensive alignment for the Red Sox. Left to right in the infield. Freddy Encarnacion plays at third. Antonio Anderson's at short. Just saw Framie De Leon at second. First pitch, kicks and deals. Wave and a miss. And a breaking ball and a beauty. Count starts at 0-1. Big out. Albert Feliz is at first. In the outfield, Nathaniel Yuten in left. Nellie Taylor in center. Andy Lugo in right. 0-1. Misses hide away. And it evens up the count at 1-1.
Much like the Augusta Green Jackets, Fredericksburg plays a lot of different guys.
Yes.
Lineup looks quite different tonight than it did yesterday.
Daniel McCalvany behind the dish. JoJo Ingracia on the bump. You know, Elijah Green. 1-1 is a breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. Right at the knees. Moves the count to 1-2. No Elijah Green. No Armando Cruz. No Brandon Pimentel. Those are 3 of the top guys. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Got him strike 3. Just like that. It didn't take long at all. 2 strikeouts in the first for JoJo Ingracia. And to the home app we go in Salem, scoreless between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV. Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow,
and it starts in Salem.
Let the dogs out!
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Fred Nats and the Salem Red Sox in game two of this six-game set. 1-2-3 in the Red Sox order. Design Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Nelly Taylor Jr. First pitch as he winds and fires. And he swings and misses for strike one. Travis Sikora is the pitcher on the bunt for the Fred Nats. And there is so much to like about this young man. 11th best prospect in the Nationals organization at Round Rock, Texas. Once a commit of the University of Texas in Austin, Texas. 0-1, he kicks and deals. And he takes one high and outside. Evens up the count of 1-1.
Yeah, they got back-to-back studs on the hill on back-to-back days to start. Goes Sikora, and then tomorrow Harlene Susanna.
1-1, wave and a miss at a breaking ball in a Butte. Moves the count to 1-2. Sikora, third round pick a season ago at a high school and at a specifically Round Rock High School. Signed with the Nationals and carries an impressive resume. 0-3 record, but a 3.26 ERA. 1-2, wave and a miss. Got him strike three. Swung through a high fastball, and there's one down via the K on Zanatello. Might start for the right-hander. 30 and a third innings pitched. 40 strikeouts and now 41. To 11 walks. Standing tall at 6-6. First pitch to Antonio Anderson is a fastball that runs low and outside. And the count starts at 1-0. Kind of has a little bit of a funky windup, too. He kind of hitches, if you will, through the windup. Leaning back and forth, and he takes his time as well. 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. Evens up the count of 1-1.
Yeah, it's very jagged, I think, is the best way to describe it.
Kind of rocks back and forth as he's ready to deliver. And here's his 1-1. Wave and a miss. Beautiful breaking ball. Moves the count to 1-2.
It's far from smooth, yet tremendously effective.
Sure. 1-1, 2 strikes to Antonio Anderson, 18th best prospect in the Red Sox system. And he winds and fires. Swing and a miss. He got him strike three. Back-to-back case. And two down for Nelly Taylor. Starting lineup for the Red Sox. 1-9, Zanatello, Anderson, Taylor. 4-6, Encarnacion, Yutin, Lugo. 7-8-9, De Leon, Albert Feliz, Daniel McCalvity. He's behind the plate today. Here's Nelly from the left side at 2:37 on the year. First pitch. And he sees one high and outside, and the count starts at 1-0. Defensive alignment for the Fred Nats. Left to right in the infield, Simeon Fonte down at third. Marcus Brown is at short, 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner of the knees, evens up the count at 1-1. Everett Cooper plays third. Murphy Staley slides from third to first. John McHenry is in left. Christian Vaccaro in center. Nick Peoples in right. As the 1-1 trims low and inside, and it moves the count to 2-1. Jose Colmenares is behind the plate. Travis Sikora is on the bump. To Gio's point, 11th best prospect on the bump tonight. 2-1, taken for a strike outside corner with fastball at the knees. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Susana on the bump tomorrow, the 10th best prospect in the system. 2-2, they quick pitch him, and Nelly fouls it off down the third base line. That is a part of Sikora's game as well.
And both of them can throw some serious heat. Sikora just touched 97. You'll see Susanna probably touch 100 tomorrow.
Yes, routinely hitting 100. The Sox have only seen that once this year. 2-2,
He swings and lifts it into right, moving back his Nick Peoples to his left, and he makes the catch head high for out number three. Three up, three down frame for Sakura. And to the second we go in Salem, scoreless between the Red Nats and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun. At Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Fred Nats and the Salem Red Sox in game two of this six-game set. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. 4-5-6 goes in the Fred Nats order. Bryce Marquintana, Marcus Brown, and Christian Vaquero. First pitch from JoJo and Gracia is a breaking ball that sails low and in. Did it clip Quintana? And no, they're going to say he swung instead on a check swing. That right there shows you the movement for JoJo and Gracia. Watch the replay on MILB TV. Oh, one. Just misses trimming the inner half of the zone. Evens up the count at 1-1. Disgusting stuff from JoJo and Gracia. 1-1, kicks and deals. Just misses low and in. Two balls and a strike on Quintana. Royce Marquintana, 1-for-3 yesterday, a single and two strikeouts. 2-1 from the belt. Misses hideaway on the fastball. Moves the count to 3-1. A guy who, according to Aaron Bach, the voice of the Fred Nats, they call him Bowser.
Indeed.
In the Fred Nats clubhouse. 3-1, breaking ball in there for a strike outside corner. And the count fills up. Three balls, two strikes. JoJo and Gracia on the hill. Scoreless in the second, hitless for both sides as well. Here in Southwest Virginia. 3-2. And he curls and unfurls. Breaking ball, ring him up, strike three. And Quintana knew it as well. JoJo's face four, and he struck out three. Here's Marcus Brown.
Carter, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Because this is something I'm actually sincerely curious about. What is the purpose and the reasoning for pine tar on a baseball helmet?
So that first pitch to Marcus Brown, and he sees a fastball in the outer half for a strike. Count starts at nothing and one.
Because naturally,
I don't know if it's a look thing per se. I think guys do it for different reasons. Now, obviously, on the bat, you want the grip. Oh, one, he swings and nubs it foul first base side. No balls, two strikes. But on the helmet, I think it's more so a personal preference thing. That's something I've actually never asked anybody. Why you'd rock the pine tar on the helmet.
Yeah.
0-2, he swings and bounces it right side. Bailey on two hops, flips to a cover in JoJo. No, instead he races to first himself and beats him for out number two.
Good
little
decision.
Humping for
yeah.
Albert Bailey.
Good decision. I think he thought JoJo was going to get there and then realized he was in better position to get there himself.
Nonetheless, two up, two down.
And the reason I ask, you know, of course in the background here we got the Boston Red Sox-Toronto Blue Jays game on at Fenway, and Vladdy Guerrero's got the pine tar helmet.
Christian Vaquero weaves and misses in a disgusting breaking ball low and in. Count starts at nothing and one. You know, Vladdy is known for that. A lot of big league guys are as well. Oh, one, and he swings and bounces it foul, third base side.
Just
JoJo ahead 0-2.
Unnecessarily messy.
That's also true. Well, Justin Turner, when he played for the Dodgers, and then obviously the Red Sox, and now the Blue Jays, He would always put so much pine tar on his back, it would rest on the right side of his jersey. Anytime you watch Justin Turner play, there'd be a pine tar mark on the right side of the uni. 0-2, misses low and end, moves the count to 1-2. I guess it's just a preference thing. It's actually something I've never asked anybody.
Interesting.
Are you watching the Sox right now?
I may or may not.
1-2. Wave and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Nothing unusual for JoJo Ingrassia. He's faced six and struck out four. To the home half of the second, we go in Salem. Scoreless between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Still scoreless between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox in game two of this six-game set. 4-5-6 it goes in the Red Sox order for Eli Encarnacion, Nedani Uten, and Andy Lugo as Travis Cora is back on the bump for his second inning of work. Righty on righty matchup. Here's his first pitch. And Fraley sees a strike outside corner, breaking both knees. And the count starts at nothing and one. Tonight, starting third baseman, Fraley Encarnacion, 0-1. And he swings and pops it up down the right field line. It trickles foul. No balls, two strikes. Encarnacion yesterday was 1-for-4. A single and a double play ball. 0-2 from the belt. He swings and bounces it third base side. A tough hop for Infante. He throws across to first, and the scoop by Staley is there for out number one.
That's a nice play in the hot corner. Saw Infante there today. Saw Staley there yesterday. Early on, good production out of the third base position defensively for the Frednats. Staley was so busy. Turned two double plays yesterday.
Brings up Nedani Uten now. The left fielder for the Salem Red Sox will dig in from the left side. 228 average, 5 homers, and 27 ribbies. Making his series debut after the day off yesterday. Tonight for Salem, Stanley Tucker will sit for the Red Sox. Tonight's starting left fielder. So far today, between both sides, 10 hitters have stepped up. First pitch, fastball that just misses trim in the outside corner of the zone, and it starts at 1-0. 10 hitters to the plate. 10 up, 10 down for each side. Uten tries to snap it. 1-0. And he swings and muscles it down the right field line, twisting his peoples at the track, at the wall, and it leaps off the top of the wall. Uten to second. He's not stopping there. Motoring to third. The throw is cut off and not in time as he slides in with a one-out triple.
Peoples could not have played that worse.
No.
Off the top of the wall. Nevertheless, Uten's got blazing speed. You add it all up, and it's an easy triple. He could have been in there standing up. Neat grand.
Well, Uten's got some pop, and Peoples turned around to the point where I'm thinking that ball's going to stop at the wall, and it ends up falling about 4 feet short of a home run. Here's Andy Lugo. Infield draws in. Here's the first pitch, and Lugo sees the strike outside corner. Breaking ball at the knees, nothing in wide.
Lugo, that was a, or Uten, I should say, that was a fastball that caught all
way
of the
too
plate.
Much
I
of
mean,
the
it
zone.
It was right down the middle, and he took it for a ride.
A one, breaking ball low and outside, evens up the count at 1-1. Andy Lugo, 262 on the season. Second on the team for the Salem Red Sox. No homers. 17 ribbies. 1-1. Check swing on the breaking ball, and doesn't matter. It's a strikeout or half.
That's a nice pitch.
1-2.
Upper outside corner.
Yes, sir.
Slider.
Jeremy De Leon in the on-deck circle. Sox trying to strike first here in the second. And the 1-2. He swings and nubs it foul. Little check, excuse me, swing as he dances out of the way on a high fastball. And Lugo stays alive. And Andy Lugo is somebody who, again, typically finds himself in these situations for the Salem Red Sox. Very capable bat. 1-2. He swings, bounces at third base side. It's a fair ball. Down for a base hit. Uten scores. Lugo chugging for second. The throw there will be not in time. RBI double. And the Sox lead 1-0.
Wow, he should have been dead in the water at second. But the throw is offline. And tough play there as Cooper didn't really have a chance to make the tag in time to the look on MILB TV. How about this ball? Hit perfectly down the left field line. You can't write it up any better than that. And then the throw into second, he should have been out. I mean,
should have been.
He just is able to evade that tag. And solid base running by Lugo to be elusive.
Here's Framie De Leon from the left side. Switch hitter for the Red Sox. First pitch from the stretch, and he waves and misses at the breaking ball low and outside. Count starts at nothing and one. With the infield drawn in with Sammy Infante, that ball was always going to get through. Kind of a, don't want to say a weak ground ball, but at the same time, bounced it right over the bag. Once it got down the line, Lugo always had a chance. The throw, though, took Brown off the bat.
Yeah, he only hit it 79.
Oh, why? He swings, grounds it right side. Cooper collects, and he boots it as it gets away. Around third momentarily is Lugo. Throw back to 30s off the bag. The tag, though, not in time. That's an E4, and the Sox are set up. First and third, one down for Big Al.
Tough couple of plays for Cooper. He misses the tag. Now, the throw from McHenry and left didn't help him. It took him off of the second base bag. Still looked like he had a chance at the tag, and then the next play again. This is a slow roller to the right side. Takes five hops into his glove, and he just misplays it.
Five hops is very, very appropriate. All right,
quick counting.
Here comes Justin Moore, pitching coach for the Fred now. He's going to have a conversation with the righty Sakura.
Well, it's a good time, Carter, to tell everybody that today's game is brought to you in part by none other than Freedom Plasma. Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you are helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit FreedomPlasma.com to help save lives and earn cash. Visit them at 4150 Melrose Ave, Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to FreedomPlasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Freedom Plasma.
Wonderful work, Mr. Heater.
Stumbled through it a little bit.
Here's Big Al from the right side. Runner up from first and misses outside. Throw down to second will be not in time. Breaking ball missed, load away. Counts 1-0, and just like that, after the stolen base for De Leon, second and third, one down for Albert Feliz.
Tell you what, we're running today. We're running a lot more. I almost feel like the top of the organization, Boston, saying to everybody in the minors, hey, let's get everybody running a little bit. Just like modeling the top.
Infield draws in for the Fred. Now it's 1-0. He swings, bounces at third base side. Infante on a hop. They got Lugo in a rundown. Third of the plate. Dancing back to third, Andy Lugo. De Leon now caught up, and the tag put down on Lugo. Third to second, and that's going to be a double play. Goodness gracious. De Leon went all the way to third. Once Lugo went back to the bag, De Leon had to head back to second. He was caught up, and, well, good luck scoring that. But with second and third one down, the Sox ground into a DP. To the third we go in Salem on an unconventional play. 1-0, though. The Sox still lead. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 1-0 the Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals on an Andy Lugo RBI double. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. Well, the Red Sox, a little bit of a base-running blunder to end the inning. Had second and third, one down. Albert Feliz chopped it to third. Andy Lugo was caught in a little bit of a rundown. As here's Jose Colmenares around the right side. First pitch, and he sees a fastball inside corner for a strike. And the count starts at nothing and one. Lugo's tagged out between the plate and third. De Leon then moved to third. 0-1. And it's taken just low and outside for a ball. Evens up the count at 1-1. De Leon tries to retreat back to second after advancing to third. He's then tagged out. There's the double play. 1-1. Swing. Get a miss. 1-2. And speaking of base running blunders.
Oh, boy.
Man, oh, man. Have I been waiting to tell this story on the broadcast this week. So as our loyal listeners have gotten to know throughout the season, myself and Gio, first the 1-2. Breaking ball swung on and lifted into deep left field. Moving back as you 10 towards the track, towards the wall. And what's the call? That's a fair ball. Solo shot off the bat of Colmenares. And just like that, we're tied at one. And Liam Carroll immediately is going to come out and have a conversation. I'm not going to lie. I thought that was a foul ball.
I thought it was a foul ball myself as well, Carter. And Liam now signaling a... All right, boys, heads back to the dugout. Gave some sort of a wave towards the field, and here's another look. Let's see if we got a good angle on it.
Let's see. It's tough. Maybe tough to tell there. It was about as close as you could get down the line. There was no question the distance was there. First pitch, it's a breaking ball in the inside corner for a strike to John McHenry, and the count starts at nothing and one. The distance was always there. Oh, why? Just misses low and inside, evens up the count at 1-1. It was always there, but it was whether or not it was going to be fair or foul. 0-1 from the bat. He swings, bounces at third base side, foul. And it moves the count to 1-2. Just the second homer, by the way, that JoJo and Gracia surrendered all year long. Keeps the ball in the ballpark. So, yeah, base running blunders. Well, myself and Gio have been playing slow pitch softball in Blacksburg, where Virginia Tech is, where we go to school, since about, what would you say, middle of April? Is that about correct?
Yeah, it was opening day.
1-2, he winds and fires. Swing, get a miss, he got him, strike three. Fifth K for JoJo, and there's one down. So, we're playing slow pitch in Blacksburg every single Monday night. Well, this past week, the postseason started. As it does in late June. We advanced to the semifinals. How we got there, we won't disclose that information. First pitch, and it's taken for a strike. Inside corner on a fastball, and the count starts at nothing and one. No, actually, we will. We got there on a forfeit. The quarterfinal round was forfeited. We advanced to the semifinals. Tell you what, we put up a heck of a fight in the semis.
Well, we better preface this with the fact that we won one game all season.
True.
And you and I were here.
Yes, we were not there. We're not present for a victory. 0-1. Misses low and in. Evens up the count at 1-1. We were not there.
That being said, we are, I hate to toot our own horn, we are definitely two of our better players.
1-1, winds and fires. Swing. Get a miss. One ball, two strikes. I'll tell you what, we were down 15-4. You play seven innings. We're the visiting team in the top of the seventh. We chipped away at that thing. 1-2. Wave and a miss at a disgusting breaking ball. McAlvany lays down the tag. And there's two down on strikeout number six on the day. JoJo dialing it up, and back to the top we go for Murphy Staley. All right, we're going into the top of the seventh, down 15-4. At this point, we've cut it down to 15-6. We're down to our final out. First pitch, misses low at end. Count starts at 1-0. We got first and second, two down. After I just singled, well, infield single. I popped it up in the infield. It fell in. No error. 1-0 is a wave and a miss. Evens up the count of 1-1. We have first and second, two down. And up steps up Giovanni Heater from the right side. 5'10", junior, from Syracuse, New York. 1-1, he swings, grounds it left side. On the back end, Anderson, he collects, throws across to first. It sails high, laying down the tag, Big Al, but it's not in time. We'll see how that one scores. But nonetheless, Staley reaches for the first time today with two down. And they have ruled that an E6 on Antonio Anderson. All right, so up steps up Giovanni Heater from the right side. A 5'10 junior from Syracuse, New York. And I'll tell you what, Gio's average was up there. Doesn't typically find the gaps, but I'll tell you what. In that AB, it changed. First pitch, and it's taken for a strike outside corner. Nothing in one. I mean, Gio blasted one. Out to left center field. It one hopped the wall out there in left center. So I'm on my horse. Our mutual friend Nick Brown is right in front of me. We both score. Second and first. Oh, one. He swings, bounces it right side. Back in and stop. De Leon flipped to second, and it's in time for out number three. Well, we're going to continue the story when we return. As we head to the home after the third in Salem, all tied at one between the Fred Nets and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Tied at one between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox in game two of this six-game set. 9-1-2 it goes in the Red Sox order. Daniel McAlvany, Design Zinatello, and Antonio Anderson as Travis Sikora toes the rubber for his third inning of work. Well, let's bring in my broadcast partner once again, Giovanni Heater. We're continuing this story about slow pitch softball from back on Monday. And just to rewind it a little bit, first and second, two down. In the semifinals, we're down 9 runs. It's 15-6, down to our final out. First pitch to McAlvany, and he sees one high and away as the count starts at 1-0. Gio comes up. He one hops the wall out in left center field. For the softball I've ever seen this man hit. 2 runs score on the play, 1-0, and he swings and cranks it into left. It's down for a base hit.
It looked kind of like that, but into the gap and got to the wall.
Lead off single, Daniel McAlvany, and here's Nizan Zenitello. So it gets down, 2 runs score. Gio is wheeling and dealing to third.
Well, let me preface by saying I got to first, and first base coach Mr. Brown, Nick's dad,
yep,
said, I'll let you get the pitch here.
First pitch to Zanatello. He waves and misses, and the count starts at nothing and one.
He said, and I quote, don't stop running. Like literally just said, don't stop running. He's like, he goes, you killed that. Don't stop running. Don't stop running.
So Gio gets to third. And our third base coach, here's the 0-1 first off. Throw to first, not in time. Head for a slide back in there for McCavity. Our third base coach, Damian Salas, who actually kind of oversees all the stats side of things at Virginia Tech for the athletic department. He has both hands in the air. Stop sign is up. 0-1. Check swing on the breaking ball. It's a strike on the outer half. And the count's 0-2. He's saying stop, stop, stop. Sign's up. He's actually saying hold, hold, which is where the confusion came from. And everybody in their mind is saying, Gio, hold up, hold up, hold up. We got to live to see another AB. We're down 7 runs. Well, I proceed to turn around. 0-2. Wave and a miss. Now throw to first. Will be not in time. Zanatello strikes out for the second time today, and there's one down for Antonio Anderson. I proceed, after scoring, to turn around. The ball is legitimately in the infield, and Gio runs right through a stop sign at third, tries to score, and is tagged out about a third of the way to the plate to end our season. First pitch, wave and a miss, breaking ball in the dirt. Count starts at 0-1.
Listen. Should I have been looking? Yes, but I was looking to make sure I stepped on third, right?
Fair
so
point.
I was looking down.
And you heard hold.
And I heard hold, but I thought they said home.
Oh, I see.
Home. Home.
Oh, one. Wave and a miss. Out in front of the breaking ball. No balls, two strikes.
So next season, we need to say stop instead of hold. Because I thought I heard home, and I was like, inside the park
home run.
Let's go.
Well, the best part is... 0-2, throw to first, not in time.
I'll tell you what, too, as a non-baseball player ever, like, it's hard to know where that ball is.
It is.
Especially when you were told, don't stop running.
That's why you pick up the base coaches.
Yeah.
Which, hey, I mean, the game ended on that last night here in Salem, too. 0-2 from the belt. Breaking ball sails high and away, and the count's 1-2. So... the game ends.
I was embarrassed. I really was. There was a crowd
tell,
there.
I can
and
tell.
Everything.
Well, all of us had our hands over our head like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I can't
and I
get
hope,
that
I
out
hope,
my head.
I hope you know that we were poking at you.
I know.
1-2. He swings and rips it into right center. To his left is Vaquero on the run towards the track, and it's off the top of the wall. Around third, McKelvey. He's going to get the green light. Throw to the plate will be not in time, and it gets away. To third, Anderson, throw there, not in time. He's got an RBI double, and the Sox lead 2-1. Deep breaths after that one. Daniel McKelvey almost crawled to the plate. Watch the replay on MILB TV. Vaquero played it perfectly off the top of the wall. McKelvey, quite frankly, was dead to rights. Off the top of the mound, that helps him out. And the ball gets away from Colmenares, which allows Antonio Anderson to dance down to third.
I was thinking in my head, I was like, oh, this is exactly what happened to me.
The whole time. Here's Nellie Taylor Jr. From the left side. Infield plays it. First pitch. It's a breaking ball called a strike at the knees, and the count starts at nothing and one. The best part is, Tyler Katz, your broadcast partner from last year, who was also on this team, he's doing the PA here in Salem this year. He's at home watching the Florida Panthers game. 0-1. High, and away it goes. Evens up the count at 1-1. Tyler is a diehard Panthers fan. Congratulations, TK, by the way. From just outside of Fort Lauderdale. So he misses the game to go watch Game 7. All right. And so we text Tyler after the game. 1-1 from the bell. Check swing. He went around on the breaking ball low and in. Counts 1-2. And he said, how'd it go? And we said, the game ended on a 2-run triple. And it took some time to figure out what did happen. Eventually, we got to the bottom of it.
And Kyle was like, no way.
1-2. High and away it goes. Evens up the count at 2-2.
And I was like, yeah. I tattooed that thing. One hop the wall. And the game was over.
Yes, it was. Two balls, two strikes. Anderson off a third. And the ready deals. Swing and a tipper. Just got a piece of that. Did Taylor. And off of Colmenares says, Richie Rionda will come out and have a chat with Dorady Sikora just to make sure that Colmenares is indeed okay.
I feel like Uncle Rico, if you know what I'm talking about from that movie Napoleon Dynamite. But I will say, like, I had some good games throughout the season, couple 4-for-4 outings. No swing was sweeter than that one. That one, last hit of the year, just felt like you got all of it.
2-2. From the belt. Misses high and away. Count fills up at 3-2. By the way, Richie Arredondo behind the plate. Pedro Torres in the field. Our two-man Carolina League crew this evening here in Salem. 3 balls, 2 strikes. He winds and fires. Breaking ball sails high and away, and there's ball 4. Nice at bat for Nelly Taylor. And just like that, first and third with one down. Brings up Fraley Encarnacion. What an opportunity for the Red Sox. He's 0 for 1 with a bounce out. Leads the team amongst qualifying hitters at 274 on the season. 2 homers, 17 ribbies. Hits the ball harder than literally anybody here in Salem. First pitch and the third of first is not in time. Ball reset. Antonio Anderson waits off a third. Nelly Taylor Jr. is at first. 2-1 Sox lead home after the third in Salem. It's been an interesting one so far at the yard. Throw to first again, and just barely back in Nelly Taylor. As Staley quickly applies the tag. Fraley was 1 for 4 yesterday, 1 for 5 to start the series. First pitch, runner off from first. It misses inside. Throw back to third is not in time. How about that? And by the way, it actually was called a strike by Arredondo behind the dish. So the count's nothing and one. But second and third one down now for Fraley Encarnacion. Anderson was creeping off the bag down at third. They threw down there. And now the infield draws in with a base hit, potentially. May give the Sox a 4-1 lead. 0-1 from the belt. He swings, bounces it, third base side. It trickles foul. And it's nothing at 2. Strikeout would be massive here for Sakura. Hit down to Yuten, who tripled last time up, waits on deck. Four hits on the day for Salem. The Fred Nets have 2. Salem got 1 in the second. Fredericksburg 1 in the third on the Colmenares solo homer. And then the Red Sox, they've gotten 1 on the Antonio Anderson RBA double here in the third. 0-2 misses high and in as Fraley dances out of the way. Runs the count to 1-2.
Well, the Boston game with the Blue Jays currently in a weather delay after just 1 inning of play.
I got an update on handy dandy Twitter. 1-2, he winds and fires. And he swings and nubs it foul, first base side. Another good AB by the Red Sox. Salem in action, or rather Boston in action, against the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at Fenway Park. The Red Sox, at the big league level, have turned on the Jets as of late. 1 ball, 2 strikes. He kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Got up with a high fastball for strike 3. A big-time strikeout for Sakura, and there's 2 down.
Yeah, he needed that one. No doubt about it. Number 4 on the day.
All right, leaves it up to Nathaniel Utah. He tripled off the very top of the wall back in the second. Second and third, 2 down. First pitch, and he sees a fastball. Just misses low and away. And the count starts at 1-0. Utin in the 5-hole today for Salem. Starting left fielder after a day off yesterday. Anderson off at third, Taylor at second. And the 1-0. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. Evens up the count at 1-1. Feels like a spot early in this game, Gio, where you would like the base hit. Go up 3 runs and kind of set the tone for the remainder of the contest. 1 ball, 1 strike. And the righty comes to the plate. He swings and rips it. Straightaway center. Moving back Vaquero on the run to his right at the track, and he makes the catch for out number 3. But the Sox get a run. RBI double off the bat of Antonio Anderson, and it's 2-1 as we move to the fourth. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history, local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum.
preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-1 the Red Sox on top of the Fredericksburg Nationals in game two of this six-game set. Ready to step up to the microphone. Take us through the middle of the frame. Middle of the frame, that didn't make sense. Middle of the game. Here is Mr. Giovanni Heater. As always, had to switch it up on the toss today.
I appreciate it, Carter. 2-1 the score, as Carter just alluded to. The Red Sox with a one-run advantage, courtesy of Daniel McAlvany's base hit, Antonio Anderson's RBI double. And it puts the Sox in front 2-1. Remember earlier in the ballgame in the second, Nathaniel Uten, he tripled, and then Andy Lugo brought him in with an RBI double of his own. The Red Sox already tallying up the extra base hits. He got a double from Anderson, a triple from Uten, a double from Andy Lugo, and just in three innings of play, they've tallied three extra base hits. Sammy Infante digs in, and a first pitch fastball from JoJo is in there for a strike, nothing and one. 3-4-5 due up for the Fred Nats. Well, you ask, extra base hits, they have a run of their own. The 0-1 fastball dances him off the plate at the ankles, 1-1, and it was courtesy of an extra base hit. In fact, a clearer. He got all four of them with a solo blast to lead off in the third. It was Jose Colmenares in the seventh spot. Fastball called his strike on the inner half, and it's 1-2.
That was so elegant how you described that.
I appreciate that.
What'd you say? I already forget.
Yeah.
A clearer?
Something like that. 1-2. He swings and misses. Another strikeout for JoJo Ingracia. How about number 7 on the night?
Yeah, JoJo's dealing. I mean, what else can you expect? But still, I don't think, like, we should not be taken back by 7 strikeouts through almost 4 innings. 3 1/3 so far. He's faced how many hitters so far? He's faced 12 hitters. 7 have been strikeouts.
Well, I think that just goes to show how crazy, crazy good he is. Is now it becomes the norm.
Yeah.
But just a, you'll get this reference, a ho-hum 8-strikeout performance. First pitch is a breaking ball that runs high. 1-0 to Royce Marquintana, 4-hole hitting DH.
I do get that reference. Nobody else will, I don't think, but no. I do get that reference.
Here's the 1-0 to Quintana. Fastball steams in there high in the zone, 93-mile-an-hour heater, evens it up 1-1. That was a reference to former Virginia Tech women's basketball, now Kentucky women's basketball head coach. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball misses down and in at 87. 2-1.
Shout out Kenny Brooks.
Kenny Brooks.
Go Big Blue.
He used to say that about 3-time ACC Player of the Year, Virginia Tech legend, the 2-1. Breaking ball runs down and in once more. It's 3-1. Elizabeth Kittley. Liz won back-to-back-to-back ACC Player of the Year titles. She brought Virginia Tech to the highest peak that the program had ever reached, the 3-1. Breaking ball misses high and in, and JoJo walks him in 5. Base runner with one gone in the fourth here for the Fred Nats. 2-1 score, Red Sox on top, also out hitting Fredericksburg 4-2. And it brings up Marcus Brown, the 5-hole hitting shortstop from the left side.
By the way, it's the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitem, and federal criminal cases.
First pitch to Brown. Fastball, this is cranked high into the air left side, tailing foul, and it escapes into the seats, 0-1.
Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people.
Elizabeth Kittley brought Virginia Tech to the Final Four, their one and only Final Four appearance 2 seasons back. Greatest to ever do it. One of the greatest athletes to ever play at Virginia Tech, period. The 0-1. Breaking ball simmers down and away. It escapes the grips of McAlvany, and Quintana with a free bag. He's into second on the wild pitch.
Now you want the shutdown frame if you're the Red Sox. I think You know, obviously you take the 2-1 lead, but there have been opportunities that the Sox have squandered early in the game. Notably, second and third one down, you bounce into a double play. Second and third, double play ball is pretty rare, but did take place back in the second.
Indeed. 1-1. Fastball hammered on the ground up the middle. Sliding stop, De Leon. Turn, fire to first. One hops into the glove of Feliz, and they got him. Marcus Brown can't believe it. What a play by the Sox on the right side of the infield. And there's two gone.
Let's see. Here's the verdict. Oh, we may got to get the first base can. But still, this could tell the story. Nice stop by De Leon. Ooh.
That could go either way.
Yeah, you know.
Does move Royce Marquintana 90 feet away. He's down at third. Sets it up for Christian Vaquero with two gone. Runner off of third. 2-1 lead for the Sox here in the top of four. First pitch. And Vaquero swings and misses. 93-mile-an-hour fastball outside. He's down nothing and one. Heck of a play by De Leon.
Great play by Framie De Leon. And you take that if you're the Red Sox. Absolutely.
0-1. This is downstairs. Not a breaking ball at 89. Changed it up. It's 1-1. Vaquero so far today. Strikeout number 4 out of 7. A victim of Ingracia. The southpaw nods his head. Deals 1-1. Fastball trims down it in. It's 2-1. JoJo faced a minimal in the first and the second. Tallied 4 strikeouts in 6 batters faced. Gave up that solo blast in the third, then struck out back-to-back batsmen. He deals 2-1. Fastball spiked in the dirt, deflects off McCalvity. He slides, underhands to JoJo, covering, but sliding in first to score is Royce Marquintana, and the game's tied at 2. That's a blunder if you're the Sox.
Yeah, that's a tough one, with 2 outs especially. You know, you still feel like you hate to use the term outplay. That's so elementary. But at the same time, like, you feel like you've controlled this ball game so far.
Oh, yeah. Out-hitting them 4-2, but both of their runs is the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a 94-mile-an-hour heater high in the zone. And fills it up 3-2. Both of their runs. Yes, you have the solo homer, the one mistake, so to speak.
Sure.
From JoJo. But that one, a walk, a wild pitch, and then another wild pitch brought him in. The payoff. Fastball hammered the other way, sailing towards the wall, and it tails foul over the fence and right. We'll do it again, 3-2.
Good ABs so far in this game with Christian Vaquero out the dish.
Yeah, they're starting to get after JoJo just a little bit more now.
Yes.
Payoff on the way. Fastball spins him off the plate. Full count walk for Vaquero, second walk of the frame for JoJo. 2-out base runner for the Frednets. Brings up Jose Colmenares. He homered. Had that solo blast to lead off the third. His first time up in the 7-hole. The big boy catcher ready to stand in from the right side once again. A 208 hitter with 2 homers now on the year. 12 runs batted in. An OBP of 340. He has a runner off of first. 2 gone in the fourth.
And the homer he hit, too. Kind of a little bit of a bizarre situation. Hit it so high down the left field line. We both thought it was a foul ball. They call it a fair ball, and Liam Carroll comes out to protest as Colmenares is still rounding the bases.
Yeah.
Goes down as a solo shot.
Lefty on righty. Pick off the first. And standing up safely is Christian Vaquero.
Yeah, just a weird game so far with double play, second and third. Home run that gets contested, if you will.
Kind of sloppy is the way to put it. Pick off again to first. Vaquero back in there without a slide. Colmenares still awaits the first pitch. And honestly, it kind of reflects the pregame, right? You had the rainstorm come in very briefly. Tarp goes on. And we're sitting here saying, are we going to get to play? First pitch. Fastball runs high and away, 1-0. Tarp comes back off. All of a sudden, the sky opens back up, and it's nothing but sunny. I mean, you just had that storm, and it made everything sloppy, right? The calcified clay, more like a mud now. Here's the 1-0. Fastball misses down and away, and the count now 2-0 to Jose Colmenares. It's kind of been reflective of that, if you will.
It absolutely has, and from a weather standpoint, too, we've been so lucky with, you know, a sun splashed whatever day it is. Well, today it is more of a eerie feel.
2-0, fastball simmers high, smacks off the mitt of McCalvany, and it moves it to 3 balls, no strikes.
Has that post-summer storm feel to it. Still.
Yeah.
If you will.
It's muggy.
It is very muggy outside.
It's still hot. Good 82. It was 95 earlier today. 3-0. And the get-me-over strike is there on the inner half. 90 on the gun. It's 3-1.
Which I will say, like, you know, being from here, I've seen it a little bit more, but that's not the typical every day in the summertime here in Salem. It's been a hot summer here in Southwest Virginia.
3-1, runner goes. It's smacked back to the netting, foul. Fills it up, 3-2.
I mean, like, growing up in Blacksburg, which is 40 minutes down the road, you could probably count the amount of times it hit 90 degrees over the course of the summer on one hand.
Elevation's a little higher, 40 yes. minutes up 81.
Typically a little bit cooler up there than it is down here.
Runner off of first, 3 balls, 2 strikes the pitch. Runner goes, swing and a tipper into the mitt of McCalvany. JoJo's got 8. Base strikeout for JoJo Ingracia matches his season high. Does he got more in him as we go to the home half of the fourth? Tied at 2, 1 run scores after a walk and a pair of wild pitches. Brings in Royce Marr, Quintana. 2-2, bottom of 4 after this. It's the Fishwick 4th here in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth in a 2-2 ball game on a Wednesday night in Salem. Sox ready to go 6-7-8. Andy Lugo, Framy De Leon, and Albert Feliz all set to dig in and face off against the tall right-handed pitcher, Travis Sikora, who has surrendered 4 hits and 2 runs thus far to the Sox. Andy Lugo with an RBI double in the second inning. He stands in for the second time tonight. First pitch is on the way, and he cranks a fastball, foul territory, right side. It's skied into the seats. Nothing in one.
I mean, how can we continue to hear heads, 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 and nobody pays attention? It just doesn't compute with me.
0-1 to Lugo. Breaking ball. This is down and away, and the count evens up at 1-1 for the 266 hitter. Andy Lugo now sole possession of the Carolina League lead in doubles with 20 on the year. The 1-1. He cranks it. A spiker on the ground left side. Nice play by Brown. Gets it to first in time for out number one.
Spiker?
Oh. Oh, results in a 6-3 putout if you're keeping it at home. And we move to Framy De Leon with one gone, nobody on. Here in the home half of the fourth. Game tied at 2 between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox after the Sox dominated last night. Only won it 4-0.
Yes.
But out hit the Fred Nats 12-5 on the evening. First pitch to the lefty. And he eyes up a fastball high and away, 1-0. Framy De Leon, 234 hitter, aboard with an error, an E4 in the second. 1-0 offering. Breaking ball misses outside, 2-0. He also stole a bag, was able to swipe second, but then was a part of that hectic double play with a fluster of base running, the 2-0. Fastball knifes in there, 2-1.
I think, too, I mean, we talk about his trip to Double-A Portland and everything. The experience side of things hopefully will help Framy De Leon as well.
Swing. Swing and a miss by De Leon on a fastball, 2-2.
You know, like, sure, he spent just a week up in Double A. It's more so a depth move, per se, but at the same time, I'll tell you what. When you come back to the single A level with the experience of playing with all those guys, how can that not help you out? Even just in the clubhouse as well.
2-2. Ring him up. Got him with a fastball on the outside corner. Froze him at 95 on the gun. And oh boy, Carter, hate to be that guy, but that was a good ball and a half outside of the zone. At 95, rings up De Leon, and there's two gone.
Yeah, you can. I haven't even looked at TrackMan yet. You can see on the replay on MILB TV, and I think Framey did not appreciate it.
First pitch, Big Al looks at a breaking ball, down and out, 1-0. And again, I don't want the job of an umpire. I really don't. Most difficult job in sports, in my opinion. The 1-0 to Big Al. Breaking ball, trickles down and away, rolls to the backstop slowly, 2-0. But that being said, sometimes it is fair when it's that obvious, so to speak, that it misses. It's worth pointing out, in my opinion. The 2-0, Al swings and misses. Wanted the fence. It's 2-1. Albert Feliz had a rare single yesterday. Three of his last five hits have been homers, the 2-1. Looks at a fastball high in the zone for a strike, evens it up 2-2.
Yeah, a little blooper down the right field line. But at the same time, like, he deserved that one.
2-2, he drives it foul right side into the seats.
Because what, he hit it 110 off the bat in the previous AB, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, he cranked it to the left fielder, and unfortunately he just hit it right at him. Hitting it triple digits is one thing. Hitting it 110 and up is a whole nother.
Sure.
I mean, that's big league, plain and simple. 2-2. Breaking ball, misses down and out. Big Al works himself into a full count.
I love when Big Al sees a breaking ball, too, and he kind of has that little skip in him. You know what I mean?
It's like his version of a Soto shuffle.
Yeah, true.
You know? Payoff pitch to Al. Swing and a miss. Got him with the 86-mile-an-hour slider down and in. Strikeout number 6 for Travis Sikora. And we're still tied at 2. We go to the top of the 5th after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 5th on a steamy Wednesday night here in Salem. Game tied at 2 apiece and a new pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox. Connor Steinbaugh, the righty, comes in relief for Jojo Ingracia after four innings of work out of the Red Sox ace. And Carter, are you surprised to see Jojo exit the ballgame? He tied his season high in strikeouts with 8, and now Connor Steinbaugh comes in for the 5th inning.
You know, excuse me, maybe just a tad. And I'm looking at the pitch clock, or rather the pitch count right now for Jojo Ingracia. As I scroll down here,
he threw 65 pitches.
65 pitches.
42 for strikes.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those borderline ones. Maybe you let him come out and start the 5th, but at the same time, if you do that, when he's maybe got 10 pitches, if that.
I would be less surprised if it was the top of the order, right? If you were seeing Staley and Cooper. But you go 8-9-1 as John McHenry looks at a breaking ball, down it in. It's 1-0.
Well, maybe at least a face.
McHenry and
Peoples. If not even your 8-9 spots, McHenry, because he's a lefty.
Sure. 1-0 on the way. He swings, rockets one right side, past the diving glove of Framey De Leon, a leadoff single for John McHenry. And he pumps the brakes around first and retreats. Well, there you go. New pitcher on the hill, and Steinbaugh, who's been very, very solid for the Sox, does surrender a base hit to get things going here in the fifth.
Yeah, 14th appearance between Greenville and Salem. 2-2 record, 4.45 ERA. 32 and a third, 31 strikeouts to 15 walks.
Brings up Nick Peoples from the left side in the nine hole. Runner off of first offering. And a breaking ball misses down and in. Runner takes off late. Throw is high above the glove of Antonio Anderson. A stolen bag for John McHenry. Ramey De Leon was there to back it up and avoid it getting into the outfield grass.
And now the go-ahead run out in scoring position. Specifically on Steinbaugh, I just read off his numbers between both levels, between high A and single A. Well, in Salem so far this year, 2-2 record, a 2.49 ERA across eight appearances. He's been very, very solid since he's come down here to Salem.
Very, very useful bullpen arm for the Sox as he simmers a breaking ball in there at the knees. Evens it up 1-1. Nick Peoples, 217 hitter with a homer and one RBI on this season. He's 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout that came back in the third. 1-1. Fastball pierces the outside corner of the zone for a strike, 1-2.
And forgive me, I said just McHenry was a lefty. Peoples is as well. So you maybe could have throwing JoJo out there to start the fifth, but I get it. Like, you want to give Connor Steinbaugh a clean inning
clean
to start.
Inning, sure. 1-2 to Peoples. Breaking ball. Misses just down and in. Evened it up at 2-2. And it's the right call. It's right there, but it's the right call. Well, with the splitter. Steinbaugh takes a look in, gathers at the belt, glances back to second. And brings home the 2-2. Breaking ball spiked in the dirt, blocked by McCalvity. No chance for McHenry to move as he's able to retrieve the ball, get a freshie.
Yeah, nice job on the dish by Daniel McCalvity there to prevent McHenry from advancing down to third. This is kind of quietly a pretty big pitch here for Salem because you don't want to give in to Peoples, but at the same time, you don't want to walk them first and second, nobody out for the top of the order. This is a big, big swing pitch here in this game.
2-2 game, runner off of second, nobody out in the fifth. Payoff pitch, fastball misses down and in. Full count walk for Peoples. There's runners on first and second. Back to the top of the order for Murphy Staley.
Murphy Staley rehabbing from High A Wilmington.
Let's tell you a little bit about the Nationals' 10th round pick in 2022. The 25-year-old out of Carlsbad, California. A city that I have heard nothing but exceptional things about, underrated on the West Coast. First pitch on the way, and the righty eyes up a breaking ball down and out, 1-0. Spent his first 2 years of college ball at the JUCO powerhouse, Orange Coast College out in California. Staley hit 374 with 41 RBI and led the team with 17 doubles and 11 stolen bases. As he looks at a breaking ball down and away, 2-0. That was in 2018, and after that, decided time to take it to the next level, transferred to Texas, played 3 years for the Longhorns of the Big 12, the 2-0. He swings, broken bat, flares it into center field. Underneath it, Nelly Taylor makes a head-high catch. No opportunity to tag up for John McHenry on a ball thrown in towards third. There's one gone with runners on first and second.
And that's a big out there, too, with McHenry unable to advance. Getting Staley. He's now 0-for-3 on the day. Now you got to navigate Everett Cooper in the two-hole.
20-year-old out of Baltimore, Maryland, 16th round pick. That was also in 2022. And here comes Juan Rivera to see how he's feeling, see how things are going out there for Connor Steinbaugh. He's faced three batters thus far, a base hit for John McHenry to lead off. He swiped second. That's where he stands. Nick Peoples walked in the nine hole, and then here we are at the top with Murphy Staley. What's this conversation right now, Carter?
Saying, hey, let's get a ground ball here. Ground ball double play. Ground ball double play, strikeout would be big here. Maybe also trying to settle down Steinbaugh. But at the same time, you know, maybe if it's purely based on that, that meeting takes place after the first two runners reached. Per se, and now after getting the first out of the inning, trying to make sure Steinball's in a rhythm and give him an opportunity to kind of mow down the middle of this Fredericksburg order.
Another lefty in Everett Cooper. First pitch. And a fastball misses down and away. 1-0. 186 hitter with 8 ribbies. Has not homered. Grounded out twice to second base so far today. Breaking ball misses down and in. It's 2-0.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You got it.
No. Go ahead. Don't want to disrupt what you're talking about right now.
I kind of want to know what you had to say.
Well, I'm just looking around the organization. Apparently, Miguel Blaze and Greenville just made an unreal catch against the wall out in left center field.
2-0. Fastball in there for a strike on the inner half. 2-1.
That video is circulating very frequently through Twitter.
What you got? Let me get an eye on this.
Let's see. It's tough.
I'm going to multitask here. Runners on first and second. One gone. 2-2 ball game here in the fifth. Steinball brings home the 2-1. Fastball misses low. It's 3-1, and he's struggling to locate a little bit here.
Here we go. He's out there in center field. Leaping up against the wall on left center field.
That looked like a Jaren Duran impression.
People are comparing Sadon Raffaello on here as well.
There you go. 3-1. Swing and a roller right side. Gobbled up by Feliz. Throw to second there. Back to first is in time. Double play. How about that? Feliz to Anderson. Back to Steinball fielding his position. And the Sox turn two to bring the inning to a close. 2-2 your score. We head to the home half of the fifth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth on a steamy Wednesday here in Salem. 2-2 the score. We're all knotted up as we head to the bottom of five. Sox ready to go. 9-1-2 in the batting order. Daniel McCalvity, Nazan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson. All facing off against the tall righty starter, Travis Sikora, entering now his fifth inning of work. Well, Carter, I ask you this. I bring you back to how the top of the fifth came to a close. Have you ever seen a 3-6-1 double play? Big Al off to the shortstop at second, Anderson, and a fire back to the covering pitcher in Connor Steinbaugh, doing a great job covering his spot, and that brought the inning to a close.
It can happen for sure. It can happen. But first off, what a play by Connor Steinbaugh getting off the mound on that play.
First pitch to McCalvity. And a breaking ball in there, inner half for a strike, nothing in one.
I mean, you're falling off from the right side, which makes things easier because you're closer to the first base bag. But to have the awareness to get off.
0-1. Fastball simmers high and away. Evens it up 1-1.
To have the awareness to get off, knowing that Big Al was that far off the first base bag, having to track down that ground ball, was insane.
1-1, chopped left side, charging ahead is Brown, the shortstop. He gloves, fires low to first, and it's gobbled up in time by Staley for the first out.
What a play by Marcus Brown on that one, too.
We've seen a handful of exceptional plays from short by him. Specifically on those slow rollers to the left side where he has to come charge at the ball. Back to the top of the order for the Sox. Nazan Zanatello digs in from the right side. 0-2 with a pair of Ks. First pitch. And a fastball steams in there, high in the zone, nothing at one. Nazan having himself a very, very solid week thus far, though. Went 3-for-3 yesterday. 0-1. This is down and away, 1-1. First time this year he was perfect in a ball game, Carter, with a 3-for-3 scratch, including the walk as well. One ball, one strike. The pitch to Zanatello. Breaking ball tipped back and deflects off the left leg of Colmenares. He kind of doubles over, grimacing there. And courtesy move by home plate umpire Richie Arredondo to send the ball back to Travis Sikora on the bump. And back to baseball we go. No swing was bigger than Nizan Zanatello's unscoring double. That came in the fifth. Had a home run last Saturday, part of a 2-for-4 outing, 1-2. And this is a swinging bunt that's slowly rolling right side, gobbled up by Colmenares. He bare hands and gets it to first in time, two gone.
Swinging bunt indeed down the first baseline. Still not as crazy as what we saw yesterday with the Armando Cruz single.
That was something. You saw it have so much backspin that it got onto the grass in foul territory right side and swirled back into fair play, and the Sox had no play. First pitch to Anderson. He rockets one foul left side, nothing at one.
It was like you're playing pool is what it was.
It was a cue shot.
A cue shot.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Anderson 1-for-2. RBI double in the third, the 0-1. Breaking ball, just misses high and away, evens it up 1-1. 18-year-old out of Atlanta. Sikora kicks and deals the 1-1 pitch. Fastball in there for a strike, high in the zone, 1-2. Well, Anderson's got it going as of late as well. Had the RBI single yesterday. A walk on top of it. 1-2. Double A eyes up a fastball high and away. 2-2.
Yeah, I mean, the RBI double that he had earlier was as big as it's gotten in this ballgame.
Deuces wild, the pitch. Ring him up, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball that came back into the zone on the outer half. And you look at Trackman as, don't know if it quite clipped it, but Ant sat down on strikes. He's frustrated, heading back to the dugout, and we stay tied at two. Top of the sixth upon us after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We roll on to the sixth. Not a gorgeous night here in Salem. 2-2 this score between the Fredericksburg Nationals and your Salem Red Sox. 3-4-5 due up for the Fred Nats. Sammy Infante, Royce Marquintana, and Marcus Brown all set to dig in. Facing off against the Red Sox righty, encounter Steinbaugh. He came in for the starter, Jojo Ingrassi, and he works into now his second inning. First pitch, and Infante eyes up a fastball below the knees, 1-0. Infante, 250 hitter. He's 0-for-2 today with a pair of strikeouts, both of them swinging. First time he faces Steinbaugh tonight, the 1-0. Fastball deflects off the mitt of Daniel McCalvity, high and in. Two balls and no strikes for Sammy Infante. Interesting story on Infante, like many of these Fred Nats have, Carter. Steinbaugh gathers it at the belt, hurls the 1-1, it says on the scoreboard. Could have sworn it was 2-0 and 2-1. Yeah, it should be 3-0. It is 3-0. Sammy Infante, the 22-year-old out of Florida. Second-round compensatory pick in 2020, 3-0. He swings, drives it left side. One hops into the backhanded mitt of Anderson. Throw to first is in time. What a play by Double A. One gone.
Yeah, and swinging on 3-0, too, was Infante. No, he hit it hard. Just right at Antonio Anderson at short, who did make the nice play on the short hop, backhanded the ball and throwing it to first.
Well, I guess the story on Infante will have to wait as Royce Marquintana stands in from the right side. Aboard with a walk in the fourth. A wild pitch brought him to second. First pitch. He swings and pops it up right side, charging ahead the right fielder, Andy Lugo, and instead Albert Feliz makes the catch in foul territory. That's probably about 30 yards away from first base, and Big Al hauls it in, out number two.
Yeah, nice play by Big Al. Goes Dennis in F3.
It's Marcus Brown, the shortstop, from the left side. And as I was saying, Quintana was bored with that walk. Wild pitch brought him to second. And another wild pitch, once he wound up at third, brought him in to score. Tied the game at two. First pitch to Brown. He lays a bunt down up the middle. Steinball fields his position, tosses to first. On a laser to Big Al for out number three. Steinball doing a tremendous job getting off the hill today. And we go to the bottom of six. He faces the minimum in the sixth. Red Sox do up on the other side. 3-4-5 in the order. It's Nelly Taylor Jr., Freely Encarnacion, and Natana Uten when we return. You're listening to Red Sox baseball in a 2-2 game in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the sixth in a tie ball game. Two apiece between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. 3-4-5 due up in the order. Nelly Taylor Jr., Freely Encarnacion, and Nathaniel Uten. Well, Connor Steinbaugh came in for the ace, JoJo Ingracia. He's now into two innings of work. And Carter in the sixth, not only has he been fielding his position, but he faced the minimum, sat him down 1-2-3.
Yeah, it was really, really good. And again, made a nice play two frames ago, getting off the mound and completing the double play, and then fielding his position on the bump as well. And you mentioned it, a laser down to first to complete the 3-3 down frame. And now the Sox bats have got to get going.
First pitch to Nelly Taylor, a breaking ball, curls back into the zone inside, and the count nothing at one for the 236 hitter with three homers and 31 RBI. The 0-1 offering. Fastball swing and a miss. Took him off balance. High heat at 93 on the gun. It's nothing at two. And a new pitcher on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals, Danelle Diaz. Lefty on the bump comes in for Travis Sikora. Sikora was pretty solid through five innings of work. One of the many tremendous starters in the organization for the Nats. The 0-2. This is down and away with a fastball, 1-2. A top 15 prospect of the Nationals organization. You'll see another one tomorrow. Harleen Susanna scheduled to start. He throws it 100 off the hill. I kid you not. The 1-2. Breaking ball tipped back to the netting. And Nelly Taylor fights it off to stay alive at 1-2.
Yes, Sikora's final line. Five innings, four hits, two runs. They were earned. Seven strikeouts and one walk. The season ERA is down to 3.31.
Nelly Taylor calls time and adjusts his helmet as Diaz adjusts his grip on the baseball, wipes the sweat off with his right arm, kicks and deals. The 1-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him down and away. One gone here in the home half of the sixth.
By the way, donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy. And you're helping save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs.
First pitch to Fraley Encarnacion. A fastball misses inside. 1-0.
Visit Freedom Plasma today and help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke.
1-0. Fastball, this time it pierces the inside corner. Evens it up at a ball and a strike for the 273 hitter. Danel Diaz, 27-year-old lefty out of Morón, Cuba. The southpaw delivers. 1-1. Fastball runs low. Two balls and a strike for Fraley. Grounded out to the hot corner and struck out swinging so far today. He's 0-2. 2-1 on the way. Fastball called a strike, inner half. Deuces wild for Fraley.
Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064. Again, that's freedomplasma.com or call 540-767-0064.
2-2 to Encarnacion, and a looping curveball rings him up as it strikes the outside corner. There's two gone. Back-to-back strikeouts to get the outing going for Danel Diaz. And it sets the table for Nathaniel Uten with nobody on and two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-2 ball game where the Sox are out hitting the Nationals 4-3. But a couple of base running blunders and a couple of uncharacteristic wild pitches have us tied. Here's a roller right side foul. Nothing in one.
Yeah, it's been a quiet one. Four hits for Salem, three for the Fred Nats. Uten is one of them. Triple off the top of the wall back in the second. Beyond that, I mean, a couple scores early on, but it's been pretty quiet here this evening.
1 to Uten. Breaking ball misses down and out. 1-1. Well, Uten's 1-2. Had that triple back in the second. Came around to score. Cranked that one off the middle of the wall right side. 1-1. Fastball strike outer half. 1-2. Kind of a misplay by Peoples out and right. And Uten with his blazing speed. Tall stature at 6'4 made him pay. The 1-2. Check swing on a breaking ball spiked in the dirt. He held off. Two balls, two strikes for Nathaniel Uten. Looking to get something going here in the home half of six. Two gone, nobody on. Nel Diaz on the bump. Peers over the mitt. The 2-2. Breaking ball chopped right side, charging ahead Staley. The first baseman gloves and plants his right foot on first base for out number three. Well, Diaz comes out and strikes out two, faces the minimum in the sixth. We're still tied at two, heading to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long right here on MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We roll on to the seventh at a 2-2 game here in Salem. Game two out of six this week between the Fredericksburg Nationals and your Salem Red Sox. Connor Steinbaugh on the hill in his third inning of work, ready to face off against 6-7-8 in the order. Christian Vaquero, Jose Calmadares, and John McHenry. Well, the Sox have been sat down 1-2-3 in the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. They got to get the offense going, but it starts with the defense. Connor Steinbaugh faced the minimum in the sixth, induced a ground out, a pop out, and then fielded his position on a slow rolling bunt right back up the middle. Here's Christian Vaquero from the left side, righty on lefty matchup. We're underway in the seventh. The first pitch on the way. Fastball in there for a strike at the top of the zone. Nothing and one. 92 off the right arm of Connor Steinbaugh, who's been solid. Coming in for the starter, JoJo Ingracia, the 0-1. Fastball swing and a miss. Down and away. Quickly nothing and two.
And again, if things go perfectly for Salem, I think you'd like to see Connor Steinbaugh toe the rubber for pretty much the remainder of the contest.
He delivers 0-2. Fastball misses high and in, 1-2. Well, yesterday you got the perfect recipe for a win. 4-0, you're out hitting him 12-5, and the pitching was lights out. Luis Cohen with the start, Michael Sansone out of the pen, and those are the only two guys that threw. The 1-2, swing and a miss, he got him. 84-mile-an-hour slider, one gone.
But yeah, perfect recipe for success, and nobody in the Salem bullpen right now, but you go JoJo and then Connor Steinbaugh. You see the strikeout on MILB TV.
From the right side, a dangerous bat, Jose Colmenares. Despite being a 207 hitter, he's 1-for-2 today. A solo home run in the third to lead it off. First pitch. Fastball, he cranks this one. High into straightaway center field. Nellie Taylor camps out underneath it and makes the catch 5 feet in front of the warning track for out number two. He took that ball for a ride, hit the fastball 97 off the bat, golfed at it into straightaway center. Nellie Taylor was waiting for it. You hit that pretty much anywhere else, though, in the yard, it might escape. Nevertheless, two gone here in the seventh for John McHenry. 1-for-2 himself, a base hit and a stolen bag, as well as a swinging strikeout. First offering. Breaking ball misses outside at 86. 1-0. John McHenry playing out in left today, batting eighth for the Fred Nats. Did not appear yesterday. 1-0. Breaking ball in the zone this time on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. McHenry, the 23-year-old out of Chico, California. He's had quite the journey up to an opportunity to play in the minors. The 1-1, he swings, crushes one high into the gap. Left center field, staying up there for an eternity. Underneath it, U10, and he gathers for out number three. Steinbaugh faces the minimum for the second inning in a row, and we go to the home half of the seventh, tied at two. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Welcome back for the home half of the seventh here in Salem. We're throwing T-shirts out the window, and we're in a fun one. 2-2 ball game between the Fredericksburg Nationals and your Salem Red Sox. On the hill on the other side, Danel Diaz in his second inning of work. The southpaw toes the rubber. Came in for Travis Sikora, who was pretty solid in his start. And combined, they've surrendered just four total hits for the Sox. It's resulted in two runs. As the Sox ready to go 6-7-8 in the order. Andy Lugo, Framie De Leon, and Albert Feliz. Carter, I feel terrible.
You
I was
hit somebody in the back of the head.
First pitch on the way to the righty. And a fastball misses high and away, 1-0. I was looking for this little guy about two rows in front of him and kind of went up over his hands and 1-0, swing at a tipper into the mid of Colmenares, 1-1, and ended up hitting the guy. Now he's fine. It's a T-shirt
it's a
on
t-shirt.
The back of his right shoulder. But more than anything, I don't really feel bad for hitting the guy. I feel bad for not getting it to that kid. I wanted that boy to get his shirt. The 1-1. This ball high and away. 2-1.
Did he not give it to him?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to watch the rest of it. I did deliver a strike, though, to this group of...
To the right, yes.
Of old ladies to the right. The 2-1. two. Well, I was going to say ladies to the right, but I didn't want that to
mean
the
wrong thing. Sure, I understand.
2 balls, 2 strikes for Andy Lugo. In the pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, brought him to a knee with a curveball. 1 gone.
Well, you know, just the dynamic of you were trying to throw it down to that little guy down there, and this guy's in the front row minding his own business watching a baseball game, but just gets drilled to the back with a T-shirt.
First pitch to De Leon, and fastball simmer side away, 1-0. I got a soft spot in my heart. I always try. I'm never going to throw. If you are between the ages of, like, 12 and 50, you're not getting a T-shirt from me. As a fastball induces a swing and a miss, it's 1-1. Like, I got a soft spot for either the little kids got to get their memory or the grandmas, because my grandma always brought me to the ballpark. Breaking ball, swung on and tipped foul. 1-2.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice little... No, I think I prefer to try and throw it to, I don't know, ages 4 to 12. But then,
sure.
Yeah, you're 65 and older.
1-2. Swing and a miss. It's deflected off Colmenares. He scoops it up, throws down to first, and they got him. 2 gone. That's 4 strikeouts and 5 batters faced thus far for Danelle Diaz.
Yeah. Been really good out of the pen. Backing up Sakura. Inning and 2/3 of unblemished baseball so far. 4 strikeouts to your point as well.
From the right side, it's Albert Feliz. Lefty on righty. He's 0-2. First pitch. Dances him off the plate with a fastball at the ankles. 1-0. Big Al was aboard with a fielder's choice in the second. And then struck out swinging in the fourth. Really, the Sox, Carter, could use the bats wakening up a little bit here. They were retired in 3 in the fourth, the fifth, the sixth. The 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike. 1-1.
Yeah,
on the verge of doing so again in the seventh.
The Sox haven't picked up a base hit since Antonio Anderson's RBI double in the third.
I have not. Since I got on the play-by-play, they have yet to put a runner on. It was a breaking ball, misses low. 2-1. So maybe it's time for you to take back over again. 2-1 to Big Al. Fastball swing and a miss. Boy, he wanted his seventh homer with that one.
Leads the team. With 6 on the year.
That was a meatball. 92-mile-an-hour fastball smack dab in the middle of the zone. Missed it. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with another 92-mile-an-hour heater. This one still in the zone, just a hair to the right. Big Al missed both of them. We're tied at 2, and the Sox are sat down in 3 for the fourth inning in a row. We go to the eighth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth in a 2-2 ball game on a Wednesday night in Salem. New pitcher on the hill for the Sox to tell you all about it. Bring you the rest of the way on the play-by-play, Mr. Carter Hill. Carter?
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni. I appreciate you there. Francis Hernandez is the new pitcher on the bump for the Salem Red Sox as we reach the top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Tied at 2 between the Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Game 2 of this 6-game set, and it's been a good one so far. And Hernandez now steps up to the bump. He is 0-5 so far on the year. A 7.91 ERA. This is appearance number 19 for the right-hander out of the Dominican Republic. 9-1-2 it goes in the Fred Nats order. Nick Peoples from the left side. First pitch from Hernandez. He winds and fires. And the first pitch misses low and inside. And the count starts at 1-0. Does have a save, does Hernandez. 38 2/3 innings pitch. 1-0 kicks and deals. Misses high and away. And it moves the count to 2 balls and no strikes. 32 strikeouts, but this is the problem. 24 walks so far for Hernandez. Very capable pitcher out of the bullpen for Salem, but trying to quiet things down here. And trying to continue what has been a nice little week for Hernandez. 2-0 kicks and deals. He swings and dribbles at foul first base side. Moves the count to 2-1. And back for Hernandez, back-to-back scoreless outings for the right-hander. An inning scoreless in Fayetteville, which he picked up the save over the Woodpeckers, and 2 scoreless against the Augusta Green Jackets 5 days ago. The 2-1, wave and a tipper into the mitt of McKelvey, and the count evens up at 2-2. So Francis Hernandez has not actually allowed a base hit since June 12th, back-to-back hitless innings. 2-2, wave and a miss, got him strike 3. Peoples out in front of a breaking ball, down on strikes for the second time today. And there's one down for Murphy Staley, the first baseman. And I say back-to-back hitless innings. What I mean to say is back-to-back hitless outings for Hernandez. And a nice start here this evening. Here's Staley from the right side. He's 0-3. First pitch. He swings and misses for strike 1. Count starts at 0-1. Murphy Staley, just his second game here this season in Fredericksburg, is 0-6, 0-1. He swings and rips it into left center, coming on Nellie Taylor to his right, and he makes the catch for out number 2. 2 up, 2 down, and here's Everett Cooper, the second baseman. And, of course, Nellie Taylor. That was a fairly routine play, but is pretty much going to catch anything out there in straightaway center field. Cooper is 0-3. 2 bounce outs and a double play ball. First pitch from Hernandez. Kicks and deals. He swings, lines it up the middle. Backhanded stop Anderson to his right. Throws across to first, and it's in time for out number 3. What a frame for Francis Hernandez. 3 up, 3 down. The Red Nats go. And to the home half of the eighth, we go in Salem. Tied at 2 between the Red Sox and the Nationals. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. All tied at 2 between the Red Sox and the Fredericksburg Nationals in game 2 of this 6-game set. alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. Samuel Vasquez is the new pitcher on the bump for the Fred Nats as it goes 9-1-2 in the Red Sox order. Daniel McElveny, Design Zanicello, and Antonio Anderson. Here's McElveny from the right side. He's 1-for-2 on the day with a single back in the third. First pitch from Vasquez kicks and deals, and he swings and takes it out into left. This will trickle away, foul though. And the count starts at nothing and one. The Red Sox are still without a base hit since the third inning. Antonio Anderson's RBI double back in the third. McElveny single, set that puppy up. 0-1 from the belt. It's a breaking ball that misses low and outside. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Single on the bounce out. That was back in the fifth for Daniel McElveny. 1-1 as he winds and fires. He swings and pops it up right back towards us, and it falls foul. So the count's 1-2.
I was just hanging out with our GM, Alan Lawrence, out there.
Really?
We're talking about the Boston Sox. And he was talking about how Zach Kelly's parents were here for a bobblehead night. And then they drove to Cincinnati to watch him start the next day.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Pretty cool.
Zach Kelly, of course, from down the road in Roanoke. 1-2. And he takes it for strike three outside corner. Got him with the fastball. And McElveny retired as there's one down.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I say Roanoke from Botetourt, just outside of Roanoke.
That's four consecutive strikeouts. Struck out the side in the seventh. Did Diaz, and now with a new arm on the hill, he picks up right where he left off.
Here's Design Zanicello, first pitch. It's a breaking ball that sails low and outside, and the count starts at 1-0. Yeah, Samuel Vasquez so far this season, 3-0 record, 4.06 ERA, 23rd appearance, 1-0, and he takes a strike inside corner of the knees. Evens up the count at 1-1. Does have three saves, so a typical back-ended arm in the bullpen. 31 innings pitched, 26 strikeouts. 1-1, and he takes one low and inside. Moves the count to 2-1. And now 27 strikeouts. The problem, the 22 walks.
Sure.
2-1, winds and fires. And he misses low and away. Three balls and a strike.
All right, moments like this, you need a big league type play. Can your big time prospect step up and deliver?
Eighth best prospect in the organization. 3-1 from Vasquez. And there's a strike outside corner. Top of the zone, and the count runs full. Third consecutive season, Vasquez has been in the Carolina League. Started in Cleveland's organization, pitched the last 2 years with the Lynchburg Hillcats. And now in the Nationals organization, pitching in Fredericksburg. Three balls, two strikes. He winds and fires. And it just misses low and outside. There's ball four.
Take that.
And there's a one-out walk. It was a little bit low, according to TrackMan. So Richie Arredondo all over that one. And it brings up Antonio Anderson now, the shortstop. Still holds the Red Sox's last hit in this ball game. Off of first, Zanicello. And here's Vasquez's first pitch. He swings and dribbles it foul, first base side.
I told you you had to be on the mic to get a base runner. Nobody got on base for the Sox while I was on the mic.
Zanicello, the Sox's first base runner since the third. Salem got one in the inning on the Anderson Ribby double. Oh, one, throw to first, and sliding back in head first, Zanicello, or reset. Four hits on the day for Salem, three for the Fred Nats. Now, Salem on the flip side has shut down Fredericksburg as well. They haven't had a hit since the fifth. 0-1 from the belt, a breaking ball that sails low and away. Evens up the count at 1-1. 1-for-3 day, Antonio Anderson, RBI double. And two strikeouts. Off of first, Zanicello. And here's the 1-1. He swings, bounces it right side. Cooper on a hop, flips to second for one. On to first, and it's in time for the double play. 4-6-3 go the Red Sox, and to the ninth we go in Salem. Tied at two between the Fred Nats and the Salem Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. All tied at two between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox in game two of this six-game set. 3-4-5 it goes in the Fred Nats order. Sammy Infante, Royce Marquintana, and Marcus Brown as Francis Hernandez toes the rubber for his second inning of work. First pitch as he kicks and deals. A fastball take on the outside corner for a strike, and the count starts at nothing and one. Infante is 0-3. Two strikeouts and a bounce out. Back in the sixth. 0-1. He swings and lines it up the middle. It's down for a base hit. First base hit for Fredericksburg since the fifth, and they're set up here in the ninth.
It's a good swing by Infante. Gets a good piece of it, Carter, and rips it 94 off the bat, right up the middle.
Brings up Quintana now, the designated hitter. Hernandez now having to work through the stretch. Quintana is 0-2. First pitch and the throw to first instead. He's out of time as Infante dives back in head first. Will reset. Quintana, strikeout, a walk, and a pop-up in foul territory to Albert Bailey. Righty on righty matchup. And here's the first pitch. Runner off from first. It's a swing and a sniper foul down the right field line. No balls and a strike. Not shocked that the Fred Nats won a run here in this situation. Runs have come at a premium today. And if you're Infante, you're going to do everything you can to get in the scoring position. Quintana is a very capable bat. 256, three homers, and 28 ribbies. Hernandez on the bump. 0-1 from the stretch. Swing, get a miss, right through a fastball. Quickly, 0-2. Marcus Brown, the shortstop, awaits in the on-deck circle as time is called by Quintana. The Red Sox got one in the bottom of the second. The Fred Nats responded in the third on the Colmenares solo homer. And then Antonio Anderson's RBI double gave the Sox a 2-1 lead. Fred Nats score the second on a wild pitch. They're at a first once again, not in time. That came in the top of the fourth off of JoJo Ingracia. He got the start for Salem. Then it was Connor Steinbaugh. Now Francis Hernandez. Both sides have four hits on the deck. 0-2 from the bout. Runner takes off from first, misses outside. Throw to second will be not in time as it's dropped by Framby De Leon. That is a big-time stolen bag for Infante and the Fred Nats. And a base hit now could give Fredericksburg a 3-2 lead.
You got to pitch a little extra careful now.
Ingracia, four innings, a two-run ball. Stein ball three, scoreless, allowing just one hit. And Francis Hernandez on for a second inning of work. 1-2. He winds and fires. Breaking ball swung through and shot. Left side on a hop, Anderson. He throws to first, and there's out number one. Big time out as Infante cannot advance. And there's one down for Marcus Brown.
Ant's been busy, but he's rang the bell.
Yeah?
All day long at short.
Brown is 0 for 3 from the left side. Today was the first start he's made in this six-game set. Off of second, Sammy Infante. One down here in the top of the ninth. All tied at 2 between the Sox and the Frednets. First pitch misses in the dirt. And the count starts at 1-0. Three ground outs for Marcus Brown. A 3-1 put out. A bounce out to second. And he grounded out back to the mound. 1-0 from Francis Hernandez. And the righty deals. Misses low and in. Then it moves the count to 2-0. Brown, a Johnson, Arkansas native, and a former fifth-round pick in the 2023 MLB draft out of Oklahoma State. First full season of affiliated ball, and he's performed nicely so far. 2-0, he winds and fires, and he swings and rips it right side, and it eats up Albert Feliz. Deflects away, barehanded try De Leon, and he can't get there. That's likely, gotta think, gonna be an infield single off of Brown. And now first and third, one down for the Frednets.
Yeah, ate him up indeed. 99 off the bat. You got to think single there, I agree.
They're going to score that in E3 on Albert Feliz. So it sets up quite the opportunity for the ninth best prospect in the Washington Nationals organization, Christian Vaquero. Sammy Infante awaits up a third, and down at first is Marcus Brown. Vaquero is 0 for 2, a walk and two strikeouts. He struggled so far this year. This could be a massive moment. First pitch from the belt, and he takes it low and outside on the fastball. One balls and no strikes. International free agent signing back in 2022. The Nationals gave him close to 97% of their entire signing pool that offseason. 1-0, and he takes it low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Boy, you need a double play ball now, too. Double play ball or a strikeout. Originally from Cuba, Christian Vaquero moved to the Dominican Republic and now signed with the Washington Nationals. 2-0, he kicks and deals, and he swings and laces it into right. That will get down for a base hit, as a run will score. RBI go-ahead knock, Christian Vaquero, and the Frednets lead it 3-2.
That's just one of those where producing at the right time, right? Needed out of the Red Sox now in the home half. If you're going to win, it's via the walk-off. First, you got to try and extend the game.
All right, brings up Jose Colmenares now. The starting catcher on the day is 1 for 3. He's got a solo blast, a strikeout, and a flyout. Brown's at second, Vaquero's at first.
Two more outs, though.
First pitch, and he swings and pops it up foul, first base side. Count starts at nothing and one. Now you really need the double play ball. Infante scored from third on the ribby single off the bat of Vaquero, and the ninth best prospect in the Nats organization has given Fredericksburg a 3-2 lead. 0-1 from the belt. He swings and scolds it up the middle. Coming on Nelly Taylor, and it's down for a base hit. Around third, Brown. He comes up shooting to the plate, and it's cut off. To third goes Vaquero. RBI single Colmenares, and the Frednets lead at 4-2. Now the wheels have started to fall off for the Salem Red Sox in the top of the ninth. And Jose Colmenares has been the guy today for the Fredericksburg Nationals. A homer and now an RBI single to give Fredericksburg a much-needed insurance run. The infield will now converse as Danny McCalvany comes out and will have a conversation with Hernandez. But two runs are in. Fredericksburg came into this frame without a hit since the fifth. They've doubled up their hit total as the whole, with now six on the day. And it brings up John McHenry now, the left fielder. McHenry is 1-for-3. A strikeout, a single, and a flyout. He was the last hitter to even reach for the Fred Nats before the ninth. That was back in the fifth. First pitch from the belt. And it misses low and away. Went fastball below the knees, and the count starts at a ball and no strikes. Off a third, Christian Vaquero. At first is Jose Colmenares with the RBI single. One-oh, he winds and fires, squares around a bunt, pulls back, and they'll say it went around Din McHenry, so it evens up the count at 1-1. Looking for the safety squeeze on that play was Jake Lowry, the third-year manager for the Fred Nats. Trying to increase the lead and give Fredericksburg a 5-2 advantage. The 1-1, he winds and fires, swing and a tipper into the mitt of McCalvany, and it moves the count to 1-2. Nick Peoples is on deck. A strikeout once again would be absolutely massive for the Salem Red Sox. 1-2, and time is called by John McHenry. Starting left fielder for the Fred Nats. 1-2. And he curls and unfurls. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike 3. Big time strikeout for Francis Hernandez as he gets him on a breaking ball. And there's two down for Nick Peoples.
Needed that one big time. Second strikeout of the day. Got to find one more here.
Peoples is 0-for-2, 2 Ks and a walk. Vaquero still waits off a third. Colmenares down at first. First pitch, he kicks and deals, and he swings and dribbles it right side. Feliz on a hop will race to first, and there's out number 3. But the damage has been done. Two runs cross for the Fred Nats as Christian Vaquero and Jose Colmenares tag team to give the Fred Nats a 4-2 lead. Final cracks for the Red Sox as we move to the home half of the ninth in Salem. Sox trail by 2. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com. And MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the ninth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. The Sox trail it 4-2 against the Fredericksburg Nationals as the former Virginia Tech Hokie Anthony Arguez will toe the rubber looking for his third save of the 2024 season. Alongside Giovanni Hader, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Wednesday evening. 3-4-5 it goes in the Sox order. Nelly Taylor Jr., Fraley Encarnacion, and Nathaniel Yuten, the left fielder. Arguez, the righty out of Miami, Florida, started his career with the Hurricanes. Transferred to Virginia Tech to finish off his college career. And he has yet to allow a single earned run. here in single A this season. 1-0 record, a 0.00 ERA. And this is appearance number 14 for the righty out of South Florida. First pitch to Nelly Taylor Jr. winds and fires, and it's taken just outside for a ball. And the count starts at 1-0. 15 innings pitched and 20 strikeouts to just 6 walks. 1-0, he winds and fires. A breaking ball in there for a strike of the knees, inside corner. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Nelly Taylor is 0-2. A flyout, a strikeout, and a walk. Sox trail by 2, 1-1, swaying at a tipper into the mid of Colmenares, and it moves the count to 1-2.
I hope the Sox can find a way to jump on this guy here in the home half of the ninth. Get something going here. Come on, haven't had a base runner other than the walk.
1-2 skips in the dirt, and it evens up the count at 2-2.
Haven't had a hit since the third, so Sox trying to make things interesting here in the bottom of the ninth.
And the last hit for the Red Sox, Antonio Anderson's RBI double. 2-2 winds and fires. Breaking ball low and outside, and the count runs full. Well, Arguelles doesn't walk, guys, but a leadoff walk here would go a long ways for the Salem Red Sox. 3-2. He winds and fires. He swings, lines it right side, snatching out of the air Everett Cooper for out number one. That's a big league play at second base by Everett Cooper III, and there's one down.
That's one of those tip your cap kind of moments. Nelly Taylor's had a couple of those on back-to-back days, well-hit baseballs that are met on the other side by a tremendous defensive play. Remember Elijah Green in center field yesterday.
Yeah. Here's Fraley Encarnacion. Sox down to their final two outs. First pitch. And he sees a strike outside corner at the knees on the first pitch breaking ball. And the count starts at nothing and one. Fraley's 0-3, two strikeouts and a bounce out of 1. Breaking ball in there, inside corner for a strike at the knees. Nothing and 2. So Arguelles played his college ball just 40 minutes down the road in Blacksburg. And now, in a save situation in Salem. No balls, two strikes. He kicks and deals. Wave and a miss at a disgusting breaking ball in the dirt. And there's two down. Final hope for the Red Sox. Here's Nathaniel Yuten. A lineout, a strikeout, and now it's Yuten's turn. The Red Sox again without a hit since the third, just one base runner since. Designs Zanatello's walk back in the eighth. First pitch from Anthony Arguelles. He kicks and deals. Breaking ball in there for a strikeout or half. The breaking ball has been gorgeous, and it's nothing and one.
Watched him pitch 7 incredible innings against North Carolina for Virginia Tech last year in one of his lone starts of the season.
0-1, winds and fires, wave and a miss. Why go anywhere else on the breaking ball? Nothing and two, and the Sox are down to their final stretch. Just in case, Andy Lugo waits in the on-deck circle. 0-2. Swinging another, right back to the mound. Arguelles off of it, fields, bare hands, throw to first, and it's not in time. Well, you'll take that. Infield single off the bat of Nathaniel Yuten, and the Red Sox will bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Andy Lugo.
Well, now would be a tremendous time for the league leader in doubles with 20 after hitting one earlier today to hit his first home run.
1-for-3 day for Lugo. Has an RBI double. First pitch from the stretch. And he sees it load away, and the count starts at 1-0. A double, a bounce out, and a strikeout. Swinging bunt off the bat of Nathaniel Yuten has given the Red Sox some life. 1-0 from Arguelles. He kicks and deals. And he swings and launches it down the left field line. That ball is off the top of the wall. Around second, Yuten. He'll stop at third and into second. Andy Lugo with a two-out double. That was close.
That was really close. Another double. Second of the day, he's got 21 to lead the Carolina League. And Carter, if we were in any other yard in the Carolina League and maybe even in the majors, I guess that would have hit off the top of the monster maybe. But anywhere else, you're looking at a situation where this game's tied.
Just like that, the tying run is in scoring position as Justin Lord will come out and have a conversation with Righty Arguelles. Framie DeLeon will turn back around and bat from the left side. Base hit here can tie this puppy up. Andy Lugo scolded that ball. 106 off the bat. Off the very tippy top of the wall. And I'll tell you what, John McHenry played it perfectly out in left. No shot for you tend to score.
Yeah.
As the meeting will cease. Here's DeLeon. Second baseman is 0 for 3.
Base hit should tie it.
Two strikeouts and reached on the E4. Off a third is Uten. Andy Lugo waits off a second. First pitch from Anthony Arguelles. He kicks and deals. He swings, nubs it up the middle. Charging Brown, he fields on three hops. Throws across the first, and that will do it. One pitch, one out. As DeLeon spikes the helmet, and the Frednets have evened up this six-game set as they win it 4-2 over the Salem Red Sox.
Tough one tonight for the Sox, man. You had an opportunity there again. Would have left the yard pretty much anywhere else, so that's kind of one of those where the ballpark gets you, but that's baseball.
Well, the Sox fall 4-2 to the Fredericksburg Nationals on this Wednesday evening in Salem. As the series is evened up at a game apiece, the Frednets improved to 38-33. 3-2 in the second half of play at the Carolina League. The Sox fall to 37-34, and they also fall to 3-2 in the second half of play. Our decisions here this evening. Francis Hernandez gets the loss for the Salem Red Sox. Picking up the win for the Frednets will be the righty Vasquez, Samuel Vasquez. And Anthony Arguelles earns his third save of the 2024 season as he is still yet to allow an earned run. Well, that'll do it here this evening from Salem. For everybody in the room to our right, for making all the magic happen behind the scenes, for Wild Bill, when we get to send back out into the wild at 9:15 Eastern time, as that game went 2 hours and 10 minutes, who helps everything out with pressing the right buttons and making sure everything runs smoothly in the booth to our right. For Stephen Langdon, our video production manager, for my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, I'm Carter Hill, signing off from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. It's been a good one here in Southwest VA. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitch, 6:40 pregame show. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll talk to you then.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.